Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is one of my favourite recipes from childhood that I used to make with my grandma in her kitchen when I was little. And she used to recycle what was the sink bowl. She'd give it a really good scrub first, by the way, in case you were wondering. And use that as her giant mixing bowl. And she'd make me these all the time. And then there'd be a big supply of them in her cake box as well. And my mum and dad loved them as well. So she'd often send me home with some as well for them. And they were just so, so nice. And they are rock buns, or as some people call them, rock cakes. They've been around forever. I mean, I was making them with my grandma in the late 80s, but they've had kind of a modern generation love. And that's because there's been a few mentions of them in the Harry Potter movies where the character actually burns them and ruins them. And these are the good ones. They're not burnt, promise. And they call them rock cakes because you just add into a baking tray, or in our case, some foil in the air fryer basket, a couple of lumps of the batter. So when they come out, they look like rocks and they're just brilliant. And they're also often referred to as a leftover recipe. This is because in the old days, what they used to do is they'd do the baking and then they have a bit of this left and a bit of that left, and various raisins and peels would be used to make them. And if you head over to RecipeThis.com and pre-order our air fryer cookbook, we do feature them in there as well. And they're just amazing. So you need 225 grams, which is 8 ounces of self-raising flour, 100 grams of unsalted butter, which is about 4 ounces. You need 50 grams of caster sugar, or you can use granulated. And 2 ounces is fine there. And then 100 grams of currants, which is 4 ounces again. 30 grams of mixed peel, which is just over an ounce. A medium egg and 4 tablespoons, which is 60 ml of skim milk. Currants. In the US, you often think of a different thing to currants. Currants is just part of our raisins family. So you can use raisins or any other dried fruit that you want in this. Like I say, it's often about using up the leftovers. So load into the bowl the flour and the sugar, and then add the butter chopped into chunks. Mix the fat into the flour and sugar until you have a bowl of coarse breadcrumbs. Then add in the egg and the currants or raisins and the peel and mix well. Next, add enough milk to make a wet dough. Add in a little bit of milk at a time until you have a dough that is like overly sticky scone mix or like a really thick cake batter. Then line your air fryer with foil, as the rock buns are sticky, so you don't want to put it directly in the air fryer basket because it will make a lot of mess. Then use a tablespoon to add 2 heaped tablespoons of mixture onto the foil, spreading it out so that 4 blobs of rock cake mix will fit in the air fryer basket. So imagine your air fryer basket. Imagine if it's square, you would have 2 on the left next to each other. You'd have 2 on the right next to each other, just like you would if you were doing air fry cookies. Then air fry for 8 minutes, 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit. And then do it in batches if you need, because it'll make quite a few more than that. And then serve with butter and jam, and you've got rock cakes. And like I say, this is in our air fryer cookbook. You can also get the recipe with step-by-step photos, so you get the recipe a bit more, and print off the free recipe card over at Recipe This. Thanks so, so much for listening. And I just love talking about all my favourite air fryer recipes with you so that you can recreate them at home. And if you've not heard, it's getting closer and closer and closer to the release date of our air fryer cookbook. And to celebrate this, we are now running a giveaway. And this is for anybody can enter this giveaway that has pre-ordered our Air Fryer Cookbook. And it's the opportunity to win our complete air fryer accessories and the accessories we use in the air fryer the most, which is valued at over £150 worth of air fryer accessories. As well as this, you'll get, without having to enter the giveaway, this is yours for free just for pre-ordering. And that's our time and temps chart, which covers all the main air fryer recipes that we do the most, that we don't need to consult a cookbook all the time to do them. And we just want that time and temp list on our fridge for easy access, such as wanting to know the time and temp for cooking some chicken breasts, or maybe you want to cook some frozen French fries in the air fryer. We've got all this covered for you in here. So if you head over to recipethis.com, search giveaway, you'll find out all the details about getting your time and temp chart, pre-ordering if you haven't done so already, as well as entering the competition for the chance to win our massive air fryer accessories bundle. So again, thank you so much for listening, and I cannot wait to share even more air fryer recipes with you.